no news. A married couple left a $1,000 tip for a single mother working as a bartender at a hotel in Brown County, Indiana.
Wow.
That's amazing. Anna Hofster struck up a conversation with a couple staying at the hotel while celebrating their wedding anniversary. She told them, yeah, I'm a single mom. I work three jobs to support my two kids. She said that they ordered some Long Island iced teas. Oh, that sounds so good. A crab artichoke appetizer. Yummy. And their dinner special came out to about $32 when the bill was all said and done. She picked up the receipt and she saw that they wrote $1,000 in the tip column. There was also a message saying, give something for kids. So probably like her kids.
Oh, yeah.
Now, while deciding what to do with the money, she bumped into the president of the Brown County Enrichment for Teens Association, and she realized she could use the money to do something not just for her own family, but for other children in the community as well. A group of kids are collecting money, actually, in that area to build a skate and teen park.
Oh, cute.
It's a project Anne thought would make a lasting impact, so she felt it was worth a $1,000 donation.
She gave it all to them?
She gave it all to the kids, like, little park. Foundation.
Wow.
That's amazing.
I am way too selfish. I would have gave like $10.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit, but I would have kept most for me.
That's what I'm saying.
She's okay. A better person than us.
All right. This is something I think is really good because it blows our minds when we hear these things happening about kids and animals being left in cars and being forgotten about. Nissan's probably one of the leading things going on right now with their smart alert system. It's a big hit. It basically alerts drivers to check their back seat after the car is parked if the back door was open before the ride started. This week, Nissan announced that its 2019 models for 8 cars, including the Rogue and Altima, would include the alert system. Here's actually kind of what it would sound like. It would just beep like that. You're like, what the? I'm like, oh, I'll go check my car.
Yeah.
As simple as it is, I think all cars need to have something like that. This is kind of cool. I don't know if you struggle with this, but I know I do. Facebook and Instagram are rolling out new features designed to help apps, users, and people on their phones spend less time scrolling mindlessly through news feeds. I caught myself doing that yesterday in Facebook videos, at least a half an hour. Just
wow.
Watching, like, you don't get sucked in like that?
No, I do, but yeah, that's crazy that they're going to start, like, you know, shaming us for it. It's like, dude, I freaking know. You don't have to tell me.
The new dashboard functions will allow users to see how much time they spent in the app, set limits on usage time, and snooze notifications for up to 8 hours. They're trying to address the growing concern about the negative impact of too much screen time. You like amusement parks, right, Alex?
Isn't
like
their livelihood based on our screen time anyway?
Well, they're just doing that to make people happy. Trust me, even if you know that you have a problem, you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, this amusement park story scares the crap out of me. Let's see here. In Pennsylvania, several people spending the day at a Pennsylvania amusement park were shaken up on Wednesday afternoon when the park's popular pirate ship ride malfunctioned and the crews were unable to stop it for about 10 minutes.
Yikes.
Nobody was injured, but several people on the ride became nauseous and puked. The giant ship swings back and forth like a giant pendulum.
Yeah, I know exactly what ride
that
is.
Could you imagine that going on for like 10, 15 minutes nonstop? You're like, please, make it stop.
That would be miserable.
I love that ride, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
imagine for that long.
Here's one of the riders talking about it.
I was terrified at the time. I mean, my kids are crying. There was people behind us panicking. There was a guy in front of us. He was ready to get sick.
And it just kept on going, and I just got really scared. And I was feeling really sick, and I was crying. I was just terrified on it.
I could only imagine what that's like. And when you think of a pizza delivery person, you probably think of, like, stereotypical, like, hey, man, I got your pizzas.
Right.
Here you go. Sorry, I smushed the pepperoni into the top of the box, man. Well, not the case here. An 18-year-old pizza delivery man is going viral after wowing some customers with his piano skills. This happened in Detroit, Michigan. The kid was out delivering some pizza from Hungry Howie's. That's the place. And he dropped it off at his family's house when he noticed they had a baby grand piano.
Ooh.
And he asked if he could play it. And they're like, sure, go ahead. Listen to this guy play Beethoven.
Get out of here.
Swear to God, there's video up on the Need to Know News blog. Listen.
That's incredible.
There's your pizza delivery guy, right?
Oh my gosh.
How? You better give him a tip after that. Better give him a big old tip.
Give him a scholarship to Juilliard.
That is so impressive.
You can never judge a book by its cover right there. That's Joe's Need to Know News.